Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Working with a court diversion program for young people in Baltimore gave Jennifer Will Tapa a front row seat to the challenges they face in their daily lives and the fact that what many of them needed was an activity to keep them out of trouble. Now Jennifer Will Tapa has been named one of this year's Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellows. Like the nine other fellows, she will receive $60,000 over the next 18 months to fund a local project. The nonprofit Open Society Institute focuses on addressing the needs of Baltimore's underserved communities and supporting innovative solutions to longstanding problems. Other OSI projects aim to encourage open and honest dialogue or provide job training. Jennifer's project combines both of those ideas and adds a unique twist, urban farming. Jennifer Will Tapa is here to discuss what she'll be working on for the next year and a half, the Common Ground Youth Farm Project. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you so much.
Why farming?
Why farming? So, you know, there is a booming urban farm community here in Baltimore and a lot of people who are involved and need help. So typically an urban farm only has one farm manager and, you know, labor is needed. And so in my personal life, I'm connected to farmers. And
in your personal life, you're connected to farmers in what way?
Well, I have a good friend who is a local florist from Local Color Flowers, and she supports flower farmers within 100 miles of Baltimore City. Her focus is in Baltimore City. She's introduced me to many flower farmers, and I'm an avid gardener and just kind of fell into this community and fell in love with what was going on, but saw that there was a need for help and assistance here in the city. And then with my work with the Community Conferencing Center, I worked with a lot of young people who didn't have much to do and really needed job opportunities.
Tell us a bit about the Community Conferencing Center so people
Sure.
can understand what your work was
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, so the Community Conferencing Center is a conflict resolution organization. It's based in restorative justice, and it's a circle process to handle crime or conflict, so bringing people together to work it out for themselves. And primarily, we work with the juvenile justice system. So I've worked with hundreds of young people and heard from them about the lack of out-of-school activities, or that the rec centers aren't open late enough, or that it's difficult to get a job as a young person anyway, especially if you're in the system and you have probation terms or court dates or community detention GPS systems on your ankle. And those are all barriers to employment and being involved in activities that would further themselves professionally.
So was there a lightning bolt moment when you thought farms and these kids would be a great connection, or did the idea kind of grow on you?
Yeah, there was a moment where it did kind of just come together. I had been finding out about projects around the country that are doing similar work, and really I thought after Freddie Gray and after the portrayal of young people in the city, I felt that, like many, an investment really needed to be made, and that by providing opportunities for young people to plug in, have a paycheck, learn professional development skills and be involved in community building and beautification and things like that, that could be something that could be that investment. Now, farming's not for everyone, so, you know, we have to interview young people and make sure they know what is required of them. But it is an opportunity, and it falls in line with that investment that many in the city are trying to make.
You mentioned your connection with the head of the flower factory.
Mm-hmm.
That's Walker Marsh.
Yeah.
How did you make that connection?
Actually, through our friend Ellen, through Local Color Flowers. He was just starting the farm, so he had been awarded the Growing Green Initiative, had been through all the permitting and things like that, and it was going to be his first season last season. So we were introduced, and the first time we met, we knew that we wanted to work together, and we did a pilot last season with 8 growers, and we were growing flowers out in East Baltimore on the corner of Gay and Washington, and he's an incredible mentor and has a lot of experience with real food farms and working with young people and being a young person, a young grower, figuring out and learning all these skills. So he's just been a great asset and wonderful to work with.
So I'm having a hard time picturing what are the skills, the types of jobs? Well, first, what are the types of jobs kids will be doing?
Everything that's required on a farm. So, you know, things like preparing the farm, preparing beds, planting seeds, planting seedlings, mulching, weeding, all of the skills and jobs that are required on the farm, they do. Simultaneously, we work side by side. But there's also showing up on time and handling conflict with your colleagues. And there's also a system that we have in place based on a training that I had from the Grodat farm in New Orleans. And it's a three-pronged approach to youth programming. The first is real work, which is provided on the farm. The second is real accountability. So really agreeing on standards and values for the farm and how we will be together in that space. There's also a violation, which I'm now calling misstep. I don't like the word violation, but a misstep component.
They earn a misstep or a violation and
it's linked to a cash bonus system. So they get an hourly wage, and then in addition, they get a weekly cash bonus. So every time there's a misstep or a violation, if they don't call in to work or if they...
When they're not going to be there.
Right. Anything like that, it would be a $5 decrease in their cash bonus. So there's an incentive program built in as well, and also just a real focus on professional development and how to approach a workplace and how to interact with supervisors or farmers or other colleagues. And then the third is real talk. So at the time that they get their paycheck every other week, we have a feedback loop where we provide them 2 to 3 concrete examples of things that they are doing really well and things that we've really seen improvement on. And then typically one thing that they can continue to work on or that needs improvement. And they provide that feedback to us as well, the supervisor, myself, and the farmer. So it really is, you know, a lot of skills about giving constructive criticism, how to receive constructive criticism, how to handle those things. And then there are just things that happen on the job that are transferable skills. You know, we had a grower that was just done. She wanted to quit, and she it was hot, and it was hard work, and she was about to walk out, and she chose to stay, and she chose to persevere and finish the task. And she was so proud of herself at the end of that, and she was so grateful she stayed. And those skills can transfer to any job, that sense of pride and perseverance and handling a task, and even when it's hard, pushing through. So those things are also provided.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Jennifer Wiltapa, one of 10 new community fellows chosen by the Open Society Institute Baltimore. Jennifer Wiltapa's project is called the Common Ground Youth Farm Project. How many young people are you intending to serve?
Hopefully up to 24. So we had one site at the flower factory with Walker Marsh, and we'd like to have 10 or 12 growers out there again this year, and then expanding to a second site in the city, hopefully in a different location, either the west side or maybe north.
And specifically, are you reaching out to young people who've been involved in the juvenile justice system, or how will you find the young people involved?
Sure. So I'm also the outreach coordinator for the Community Conferencing Center, and over the 6 years that I've been there, I've created very good relationships with a lot of the leadership and staff at the juvenile justice system, both Department of Juvenile Services, the Public Defender's Office, and the State's Attorney's Office as well. So those are primarily our referral sources. I contact them, let them know that enrollment is open, or, you know, the referral process is open, and they typically send referrals in that way. We also, the Community Conferencing Center partners with some schools. So Baltimore Design School is one of our partner schools, and there will be some recruitment through there as well.
Some people get intimidated by the idea of working with teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like it?
I think that it is such a wonderful experience to see young people learn. You know, they're in this stage where, yes, you know, they have their independence and maybe their attitudes, but they also have this great sense of learning and discovering the world and curiosity. And those things really motivate me and get me excited to work with young people. I've been working with young people most of my career, and I just think that it's a wonderful opportunity to see, like I said, their curiosity and just to see them discover the world in a new way.
You mentioned you ran a pilot version of this program last year, working with about five young people for 2 10-week sessions. Is
yes.
that right? What lessons did you pick up from that?
Oh, many. You know, there's this great balance when working with young people where I really wanted a lot of their input and wanted them to help structure the program and make decisions. And then there's the other side that young people really need structure. And so I don't think we found that balance enough of giving them the freedom to maybe help with decisions and providing enough structure. So this time we'll go in with just more structure, set dates, set times. You know, we would ask them, what time do you think you would be able to be at the farm for the second session for the summer? You know, we wanted to set them up for success and not have a 5 a.m. start time during the summer. But those decisions, I think, should be made ahead of time and just given to them. And then there are other ways that they can plug in and offer opinions and things more through the work. Also, it's very hot in the summer, so we really struggle in July and August. So this year, we will be starting early. We'll have orientation in February, and the season will be March through June. So that was a big lesson learned, that it's hard to have young people out in the heat. It's hard to have anyone out in the heat, but...
How much of a leadership role will the young people have in Common Ground Youth Farm Project? I mean, if there's a dispute about whose job it is to fertilize some patch of soil or water or some parts, who works that out?
Well, during the orientation, we'll be doing goal setting activities. So we will come up together with goals for the farm, for the community, but also individually. So what they want to focus on, and we listen to that. We have the goals posted in the storage shed, you know, of what they really personally want to be working on. So we try and encourage that and allow them that space. And then it's everyone knows what everyone else is working on. So part of that is taken care of that way. Young people really like power tools. So when we have equipment on the farm, tillers, tractors, weed whackers, things like that, there is, you know, some disagreement about who's had more time and things like that. So we just have to be fair and work that out and hear from them, you know, okay, you did this day, you know, it's somebody else's opportunity, or people will step up, and we just have to handle it, you know, as it comes up. We also have dialogue circles on the farm. So weekly circles to really just check in with young people, check in about maybe conflict that has come up about those things, or just what's going on in their lives or in the community around. So it really provides a space to share, to process possible conflict, or just connect and team build.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you for telling us about it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Wiltappa is a recipient of a 2016 Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellowship. For the next year and a half, she'll be working to further her project, the Common Ground Youth Farm Project. You can find profiles of some of the other 9 OSI fellows at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. This is On the Record. Stay with us.